Yo, what's up? Dover slept with Chris Laker. Oh, shit. It is fucking 8:42. And I don't want to be up this early. But I told Mortimer that I would call him on Skype around this time. So I'm starting. I set an alarm and I slept through that alarm. I don't know. Because I was going to have, but not long. So, I'll call him soon. Yeah, good morning. I would, I've not been getting up this early, so it's a little, but it's good, I should be getting up early. I'll use this as a, no, actually, probably just gonna go back to sleep as soon as I'm done with this. And, but, maybe I'll stay up. I'm not sure. Yo, there's Netflix yesterday released two Dave Chappelle specials, and they're amazing. And you should watch them if you haven't watched them already. Just fucking, that's it. I don't really need to say anything else about it. All right, let me see if I can get Mortimer on Skype. Yeah, well, let me... all right, here we go. That's the ringing. Well, maybe he's not going to pick up. Oh, Mortimer. If he isn't, I don't know how many times you let a Skype ring. I don't usually Skype with people. I don't use this a whole lot. No answer. All right. Hey there, Mabel. My cat Mabel's got her face up in my face because she wants food. Whenever she sees me moving around, she thinks it's time to eat. In the morning, you know. Okay, so I am recording. So I guess I'll do the show, even though no Mortimer. It's too bad. I told him maybe he'll call me, but if he doesn't call me pretty soon, we'll just do it another time. It's no big deal. I don't know what. Let me look at the news, man. You know, there's a lot going on in the world. Let's see, trending stories. Wheel of Fortune contestant could have greatest miss in show history. Oh, that dude was fucking dumb. Do you see that video? I saw it on Twitter. He had Streetcar Named Desire. All that was missing was the M in Named. And he thought it was Naked. So he's like, is it a K? Every letter is uncovered except that one. He fucking, and then he missed it. And he's the dumbest guy ever. That's a bummer. I can imagine fucking something like that up on TV. Like the simplest thing. It's a lot of pressure. You're there. Wheel of Fortune. Wheel of Fortune's always been on television. It's like iconic. You got Pat Sajak there. You just see that naked. I get it. I'd do it. Maybe he'll get a GoFundMe. Be like, hey man, I should have won all this money on Wheel of Fortune, but I didn't. Give me money, and people will feel bad. Yo, is that Vanna White? She looks she's got, yeah. They look fantastic, the both of them. Probably some Botox going down. That face shit, I won't fuck with my face, man. Because they don't got that perfected by a long shot. I guess there's people that fuck with their face that you don't even know because it's good, but you see a lot of rich people with fucked up faces from them trying to hold on and not age. And why not age, man? It's natural. I'm cool with it. I'm saying, I know for a dude it's fucking way easier, but dude, when women get that cat face from fucking with their shit, I don't know. I guess it's, people do that shit for themselves, I guess. It's like dudes with fake hair, it looks like shit, but they feel confident and happy, so who cares? No one tells them that it looks bad. They're like, look at my fucking badass head of hair. I'm gonna take on the goddamn world. So that's, so why do people hate that? People hate the fake hair. It'll annoy me. I'm going to start just saying that it's cool. What? Fuck yeah. I'm lucky. I don't think I'm going bald. Ever. My dad, he's got, like, I know it's not from your dad, but me and my dad got the same fucking hair. And so do my brothers. And my older brother, he's like, it's thick. He ain't thinning at all. My dad, nothing. My dad's 70 years old. He doesn't even have a bald spot. So I think I'm fucking good. Although, once the shaved head look, that's pretty good. I'd be all right with that. That's all I would do. But that's what every dude with hair says. Except, yeah, if I went bald, I'd just shave it. But we don't know what it's like to go through that. It'd be traumatic. I have a friend, he went bald, fucking early, fucked his shit up, changed who he was. What else is going on in the news? Demi Lovato responds to reported racy photo leak. I'll put... What happened? She get her phone hacked? That's... Demi Lovato has become the latest A-list female star to have racy photos leak online, according to multiple media reports.
Hey, man.
Leave Demi Lovato alone. Why you got fuck with... You know, she would have released her own racy photos eventually, probably. And the internet's really fucking with this Wheel of Fortune, dude. I mean, I know it's... I get it's funny. It's a funny video, but... Well, you gotta... Yeah, you know, the dude feels bad enough. Hey, here's some... Okay. There's a Trump... I started reading. I was like, oh, this doesn't sound like a Trump story. And then it got to a... That became one. Hey, Lollapalooza, 2017 lineup for Lollapalooza. What do we got? Killers, Muse, Arcade Fire, The XX, Lord A, Blink 182, DJ Snake, and Justice. Chance the Rapper was expected to be no Chance the Rapper. Well, no, it's yeah, I said Chance the Rapper. Okay, he's the big gun. I'm not going to that. What's in Chicago? I've never been to Chicago. I'd like to see Chance the Rapper, but a lot of the other stuff. I mean, I don't know. Ooh, fuck, 12 minutes? Dude. So yesterday I watched both those Dave Chappelle specials. They made me feel like I had to do a lot of work. Now, Dave Chappelle's been doing comedy a lot longer than me. But he took 10 years off. So that's got to even it up a little bit. But I don't know if he didn't take it off. He must have been doing stand somewhere. But he chilled for a few years. But fuck. These specials are so good. And there's so many comedy specials now. So many. There's a lot of good ones. And some that are just like... good enough. And that's like... fuck, I'm going to put out something. Admit. But you know what? I went back and listened to my album after that, Moments of Greatness. I don't know if you heard it, but it's on Spotify and shit. You don't have to buy it. You can listen to it if you have one of those stream, you know, Apple Music or Spotify. And I was listening to it because I was like, working on my next hour. Yeah. Just kind of thinking about what I did on that one. No, I kind of forget because it's like 2 years old now. Over 2 years old. And I was like, man, it sounds fucking good. You should listen to it. If you haven't listened to it yet. It's called Moments of Greatness. Moments of Greatness. Just, you know, it's the only album I have on fucking anything. So it's not like you gotta like... But give it a listen. I wonder what happened to Mortimer. I was looking forward to talking to him. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. I'll email him after the show. Say, yo man, I tried. I don't know what else to do. It's Wednesday, right? I said Wednesday. I said yesterday at the beginning of the show it was Wednesday because I woke up thinking it was Wednesday. But it was Tuesday. Yeah, I gotta do shit today too. I got things to do. which I don't. That's all right. I just got to get shit straightened up around the house. Do some laundry. Drop off laundry. I don't do laundry. I haven't done laundry in a long, long time. Because you can just drop it off, man. I'm going to go to the laundromat. Why would I do it when they'll, like, do it for an extra $10? Extra $10, they'll do it? Maybe it's more than that. Might be 15. That's nothing to not do laundry. Doing laundry is the fucking worst. If you don't, if you got like laundry in your house, that's something, that's easy. But like, or like in your, like, if you have to leave your apartment to do laundry, fuck that. Drop the shit off. I don't even, if you have, we have, you can go in the basement and do laundry. No fucking way. I'll go down the corner, drop it. Get back. They fold it up in a perfect little cube. They fold it so perfect. It's the best. Then you can, then you don't even have to put it away. You don't have to fold it into shit. You just work out of the bag. Then when the bag's empty, fill that bag back up. Take it back over. That's one of the best things about living in New York City is that there's laundromats everywhere. I think a lot of the places you gotta do it, like, you gotta go do your laundry in the basement of your building. Dehumanizing. No fucking way. Fighting for dryers and shit. I ain't living like that. I used to do my own laundry. When I first moved out in my first apartment, and when I was married, my ex-wife was like, I don't want anybody touching my clothes. And it's kind of, you know, and it was like, and she was like, it's too expensive. And blah, blah. Then first thing I did when I found out, well, we split up. And then I dropped that fucking laundry off. Felt like going, it was the first class VIP. Everything. You know, you see people waiting for dryers or whatever it is, and then you just like, boom, here's my bag. I'll see your ass tomorrow. Fuck. Never going back. I don't care. I'll never be so poor that I'll do my own laundry. I've been broke as fuck. I ain't doing my own laundry. But, alright, we're at 18 minutes. I suggest that, Charlie, give it a go. If you go in the laundromat anyway, and they do it, drop that shit off. See how good it feels. Feels pretty fucking good. All right. Now, let's. I'm not gonna tell people to do shit today. If you want me to call you on Skype, I'll do it. Just email me. We'll figure out the time, and we'll do. I'll have you on the show, Mortimer. Yo, dog. Oh, is this him now? What? I just got home from work. Is it too late? Oh, let's just do it. Let's just get Mortimer on the phone. I was about to be done. But let's do it. Here we go. Yo. Hello? I don't think he picked up. Yo, Mortimer? Mortimer.
You there?
Yeah, there you are.
Here I am.
What's up, man? I was just about to end the show, and then I got your text, so you're on the very end of the episode coming out today.
Tight.
So, You're is this when you get up usually?
Normally it would be, yeah. Last night I started my first day at a new job working third shifts from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. So I actually just got home from getting off work.
Oh shit. I did third shift on a I worked at a TV station in Philadelphia third shift. I would go to sleep though a lot. Can you sleep at that job?
No, it's a factory type job. Running like vendors and CNC mills and such.
Oh, that's like a real job.
Yeah, no, it's a legit job.
Fuck yeah. Where do you live at, man?
I'm in Iowa. I'm in the Midwest.
Oh, dude, you're like you're the real American. You're working in a factory. You're living in I've heard all about you people. That's fantastic.
What do you mean, you people?
You people. I'm a coastal elite. I live in a liberal bubble. Everybody I know makes their living off the internet or show business. And
hopefully one day I can get there.
Well, it's whatever. You know, factory sounds cool. Is it all right?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it was my first day, but I like it all right.
That's cool. I like third shift is cool because you're doing shit when everybody's at work. You know, like you.
Yes.
So, but it can kind of drive you crazy if you try to shift back to regular hours during the weekend. But.
Okay, so I have a question for you, Chris.
Okay.
I am, in my free time, I'm an aspiring musician.
Okay.
How famous do I have to get before you guys will have me on This Week in Jackin'?
To be a, it's not about fame. We have a lot of people that aren't famous. Do you masturbate to anything like particularly interesting?
Let me tell you this, sir. If it's material about masturbation you want, I am a gold mine.
Yeah, we could try to get you on there on Skype. We had a Skype guest on recently that we recorded the other day. We could
three episodes that you recorded the other day.
Yeah. And so we could try to do that.
Roll, man. I listen to both of those shows religiously, so.
All right, that's cool. Well, we'll talk about that. I'll email you about that.
Hype.
All right, man. Well, listen, it was good to talk to you, buddy. Well, I'll talk to you again sometime.
Hell yeah, I'll talk to you hopefully sometime
soon, Chris. All right, cool, man. Take it easy, buddy.
You too, bro.
All right. All right, there we go. First call. I can't put everybody on both shows. Jesus Christ, Mortimer. Put me on the spot a little bit. But maybe I'll email him about it. He's a musician. I guess he's in show business. He's a musician. We'll see how that goes. But, yeah, not everybody calls up and asks to be on This Week in Jackin' can also be on This Week in Jackin' because that's talking for a half hour. That's a whole different fucking thing. But I like that dude. He's a fucking musician, factory worker in Iowa. Shit. I wish I had that kind of backstory. I got nothing. I was an accountant. Gives a shit. I did work third shift at that TV station when I dropped out of college for a little bit. But like I said, I slept. All right. This show has been going on long fucking enough. I'll tell you all about that third shift job another day. Or maybe I won't. There's nothing that important about it. All right, that's it. I'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you.